Hello and welcome to another edition of ICDJ Podcast. Today we have a very important and interesting project to discuss, namely, recently a book was published titled Transitional Justice, Culture and Society Beyond Outreach, authored by Clara Ramirez Barat, Senior Research Associate in ICTJ's research unit, who is our guest today. Hello, Clara.
Hello, Rafik.
This project is unique in many ways and important on many different levels, I would say. And it deals with a relationship which is not inherent to the field of transitional justice. When we talk about transitional justice, we don't necessarily think of quote-unquote cultural output as relevant in many ways. However, this book makes a case which I believe is extremely important in a discussion of the impact of transitional justice measures. It goes beyond what are immediate functions of transitional justice mechanisms, if you want, institutional. If we are talking about criminal trials, putting people on trial for crimes that they've committed or truth commissions establishing facts, it goes even beyond the political implications of sort of the political will to implement these measures. But it talks about social change. It talks about transformation of values in a society from impunity to a rights-based society and the arc, the journey that the society takes or undertakes to reach that, and what the role of culture and its various manifestations is in that journey. So, Clara, if we can open this conversation by you telling us what has motivated this project, what has actually served as a platform to conduct this research?
Well, this is actually a project that came out in a very spontaneous manner, so to say. I mean, there was a groundwork that was done first with a project that the research unit conducted on outreach programs for transitional justice measures. And that project was a short-term project with a very practical kind of approach in order to come out with ideas about how to improve outreach programs normally conducted by transitional justice institutions and also civil society agents. And we wanted to kind of like come out with a short report with some practical ideas. However, as it always happens with our research projects, in order to get that document, we did commission several case studies on different countries and different type of measures. And of course, there was kind of like, as in the making of the project, there was a wider reflection on what that did actually doing outreach meant, which was seen more than just a technical capacity of spreading the message, but actually engaging the population in a in an open discussion about why we are doing this and how the society is affected by it. So when we finished the report, we had these case studies, and we were thinking about the possibility of, you know, because most of them, well, they were all very good quality. We were thinking that beyond the report, we could put them together in a book. But in a very informal way and discussion within the unit, and also thinking more broadly on how we have understood within the research program at ICTJ the role that transitional justice plays in the process of building a democracy, and also in part of the way the project was framed and how we came to realize how important media and cultural kind of activities were for outreach in itself, in that very strong sense understood, we just thought that maybe with an additional or an extra effort, we could commission more case studies and try to also cover that realm of the media and what is the role that the media play in conflict and post-conflict situations, and then one step beyond also include some cultural manifestations such as the arts, literature, kind of all the different expressions that take place in what we have used here, the term of the public sphere, which is a long-term developed concept. There was also a part we wanted to do on education, but that part never came to make it into the book. So we just put in a table of contents and contact several authors and start what was a small project. It just suddenly became in a very ambitious book project that that eventually came out.
You divided the book in three main areas that focus on outreach, media, and culture. And you start, as you just explained, the project came out of your exploration of outreach as a concept in transitional justice. Can you elaborate somewhat on what is it that, on the basis of this research, is your understanding of the role of outreach in transitional justice and the word itself, which is a very unfortunate term that works in English, but not particularly in other
any
languages.
Other language.
that what is it that we are talking about, and what does it have to do with culture?
And this is something that you actually were talking about when you were saying about the fact that as practitioners in the field, we are used to thinking these institutional-based interventions in the realm of reparations, truth-seeking, criminal justice, institutional reform. And that's the way in which we think we are changing a society, helping it deal with the past in order to construct a middle democratic state. But that completely neglects all the societal part and the cultural part of that type of change. So just because you're putting in place structures that are going to promote a rule of law democratic building, that doesn't mean that the society in which these changes are happening are actually going to be engaged in the process. And these are the people that at the end of the day have the responsibility of making the changes in the society. And for that same reason, we thought that there was not enough understanding on what was the community, social, and individual relation just beyond that mere institutional part of the work. And, this is something we have discussed at ICTJ and outside ICTJ many times, the fact that outreach was conceived originally as the idea of institutions building or like buying in the public support of the population, kind of a mere PR or kind of like disseminating information, and not actually something that acknowledges the fact that these institutions are democratic in nature and they have to be legitimate and legitimized by the societies in which they operate as the best way to guarantee their longer term impact, because that's when really the changes are happening. So for me, the term outreach, not only it's unfortunate because it's not translatable, but also because it implies this idea of like an institution reaching out rather than having the awareness that the work is being done on behalf of the population for which the changes are being made. That's also why, for example, we included the idea of consultation as part of outreach programs, which normally in some other international documents, it's considered something different. But if you think on how a democratic society works, and you think that at the end of the day, transitional justice mechanisms do respond a democratic logic, it's a very, very important part of the work they are doing. And this is because it's not only about reconstructing the institutional sphere, but also the social sphere and the public sphere. And that's what happens through official outreach. But then outside of outreach, the role of media, we have seen it in many places, how important media are in order to frame and communicate these processes. But also beyond media, how the society in itself appropriates of this process through cultural different manifestations, through like murals, theater plays, and how a society keeps reflecting about these issues. Also dealing with aspects of that work that cannot be spoken in the legal language. So when they talk about emotions, memory, there's also all these other things that happen in the individual and the social level that cannot be captured in a Truth Commission report or in a testimony in a trial chamber.
There is one sentence in your introduction that I think captures something that I'm sure is bound to cause unease among transitional justice practitioners, together with what you just said, because we are in the field which is all about measuring impact. How many people did we put on trial, and how many judgments did a court produce? And that is whether it was successful or not. How many witnesses did we take statements from in the Truth Commission? How many victims did we repair? But this is, I think, where the core lies. And it says, this is because transitional justice processes do not happen in a vacuum. They operate in social and historical contexts which extend far beyond the operational life and reach of their constituent measures. What do you think will be the reaction of the field to these notions and the need to further explore this arc that we are talking about, and the place that transitional justice occupies in basically how we see ourselves as societies?
Well, first of all, I want to say that, I mean, I think it's important that there's some objective ways of measuring, and the fact that there has been several trials, and I mean, those are very important things and are kind of like milestones of achievement. So I don't think we, I mean, I don't want to deny the importance of those tangible facts. That said, as I said, that's not enough. Because, I mean, you can have perfect procedures, you can have a perfect Truth Commission, but if the message that that Truth Commission wants to send out is not read or it's not taken or understood or discussed or challenged by the population, I mean, there's no point on the whole exercise, I think. Or on terms of how this is going to be received in the field, I think it's kind of an ambivalent response, because in a way I think there's going to be many people who feel uncomfortable because this is something that gets out of their control, and I get it. But I also think that more and more we've seen in the field also the need for this kind of reflection, and I think there's many people who are thinking about these questions maybe in different terms as we have framed them in this book. So all when they talk about the grassroots level and all these kind of issues, I think it's the same type of preoccupation. So it will very much depend on which transitional justice practitioners we are talking about. So I think it can be ambivalent, I think, in both sides. But definitely, especially when you get into the realm of the cultural, it kind of gets a little bit uneasy. The same thing we can say about education, no? Which is like for many years, transitional justice experts have thought that's not part of the domain of transitional justice. And truth, I mean, education is another area of expertise, but it is a very important vehicle to kind of multiply the impact that the changes transitional justice measures want to do, actually.
I think that this is where I see the great importance of this project as a catalyst for thinking and further exploration of these relationships, because it is clear now that transitional justice is being seen by many policymakers as a box-ticking exercise in order to try to satisfy demands for justice by very traumatized populations in the aftermath of conflict or repression, or even a way to achieve political settlements and so on, when in fact what we are talking about are social processes that are far, far bigger than any individual measure. But it's also going to be very interesting how do we engage artists, how do we engage media, people who are actually working on this content already without clear awareness that they are part of what is referred to as a transitional justice process. And here you talk about it in your introduction, that basically it goes both ways. The transitional justice measures and their work and their output is being interpreted by artists and media, but it also catalyzes a great deal of artistic output. And can you talk about that a little? How do you see this conversation developing from here on?
Well, I definitely think that this is an area that still needs to be explored further, and that we have to make a bigger effort as transitional justice practitioners and academics to think better these kind of questions and also try to invite more people to this conversation. So normally we speak with our very small, limited communities of experts that kind of do the same things that we do, and sometimes we actually forget that there's other people that are doing different work, which actually it's very relevant to the kind of work we are doing, and the other way around. I mean, this book definitely, as I was telling you, it was kind of an spontaneous development of another project, and we didn't have time or resources to develop it as I would have personally very much liked to do. I think it's just kind of like, you know, the just kind of like a very small thing out there, but I really hope that this kind of conversation and this kind of questions would be taken up more broadly. How? That's kind of like the $1 million question, no?
Well, I think that we can maybe already offer some of the projects that we will try to develop to further this conversation. Mm-hmm. For the World Press Freedom Day, we are planning an online debate for the first time on ICTJ's online presence, which will explore exactly this question. What is the role of media in this process? And we hope to engage a journalistic community globally on this issue. And also, there are plans to, on the basis of your great work in this research project, to develop this conversation further and try to involve various other audiences. But as we have more information, we will inform our audiences about this. More concretely, what is the plan for the book? Where can people get it? And how will it be promoted outside of this fantastic podcast that we have today?
Well, the book already came out in January, although it hasn't been available until recently. Something that it's especially important for us, as with other books that we publish at from the research unit, is we have a series on transitional justice with SSRC, and the advantage is that the book is available for free download on the SSRC website. We will put a link in our website, in ICTJ website, to that book. And I mean, of course, beyond that, the book is also available in any major bookstore. I think that we will organize some events, and that's probably something that will be there as well. And we'll let people
okay,
know.
Well, as soon as we have information about the promotion, I can imagine there will be panels and discussions on the book and what it presents. We will inform through our website and our social media profiles. Until then, as you have heard, this fantastic new book that raises many of the questions you wouldn't usually relate to transitional justice work, called Transitional Justice, Culture and Society Beyond Outreach by the great Clara Ramirez Barat, can be found in every major academic bookstore, I would say, and we will be publishing information about how you can access it online. Clara, thank you very much for being a guest in our podcast.
Thank you, Rafik. It's my pleasure.
And until the next time, all the best.